from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Migrants continue to seek asylum in Europe. As European Union ministers meet today about the migrant and refugee crisis, the U.S. Special Envoy to the Global Coalition to Counter ISIS, retired Marine General John Allen, and others deal with the fighting in Iraq and Syria, which has forced people to seek asylum in Europe. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Allen says over the past year, the Coalition Against the Islamic State has worked hard to stem the flow of foreign fighters to its ranks, impede its finances, compete with what he calls the IS message of hate, as well as deal with the resulting humanitarian crisis. Robert Ford, former U.S. ambassador to Damascus, says that humanitarian crisis is not coming from ISIL territory in Syria, but as a result of the Bashar al-Assad regime's use of chemical weapons and barrel bombs that are emptying out entire cities.
Half of Syria is now displaced. Half of the Syrian population is no longer living in their homes.
Ford says the Obama administration's focus has been on the IS group, not the real culprit in the crisis, the Assad government. Last week, a White House spokesman said the Islamic State has lost some 30% of the populated territory it held a year ago in Iraq. He said it has lost more than 17,000 square kilometers of territory in northern Syria and is cut off from most of the Syria-Turkey border. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Palestinians and Israeli police clashed at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem on Sunday, the eve of the Jewish New Year. Violence at the site has been escalating because Muslims are upset by non-Muslim visitors and a push to allow Jewish prayer outside the mosque. Suicide bombers killed at least 7 people Sunday in attacks in the northern Cameroonian town of Kolofata, a border area that has suffered numerous attacks from Nigerian-based Boko Haram insurgents. Cameroon is a major contributor to the Joint Task Force fighting Boko Haram. This is VOA News. Taliban insurgents have stormed a prison in eastern Afghanistan, releasing hundreds of prisoners. The well-organized attack began with a suicide car bombing that allowed other rebels to get into the prison. Afghan officials say a total of 355 prisoners escaped, adding 148 of them were threats to national security. 4 security guards were killed while several wounded in the Taliban attack. A powerful bomb went off in central Pakistan Sunday evening, killing at least 10 people and injuring around 60 others. The violence happened near a bus terminal in the city of Multan, about 600 kilometers southwest of Islamabad. Regional police officer Tariq Masood was heading to the scene with a forensics team as senior police officials told reporters they suspected a suicide bomber riding a motorbike carried out the attack. Other officials blamed it on a remote-controlled device. No one immediately claimed responsibility. The governor of Japan's southern island of Okinawa says he will revoke permits for the construction on a new U.S. airbase on his island after talks broke down between his administration and officials in Tokyo. Takashi Onaga told reporters his government was taking the action after discovering defects in the original permits issued by his predecessor. Onaga was elected governor last year on a pledge to block the relocation of the U.S. Marine Corps airbase from a heavily populated area of Okinawa to another island. Egyptian security forces have killed 12 people, including Mexican tourists, after mistakenly opening fire on the visitors while the forces were pursuing terrorists in Egypt's western desert. Egypt said in a statement that the area that the tourists were in was off limits to foreign tourists. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has demanded an investigation into the deadly incident. Billionaire Donald Trump continues to gain support in his quest to be the Republican candidate in next year's U.S. presidential election. In a new poll released today, 33% of Republican voters said they would choose Mr. Trump. Now, that's up from 24% recently. Former neurosurgeon Ben Carson surged to second place with 20%. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton has seen her support fall, but still leads Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by a margin of 56% to 28%. But with the potential candidacy of Vice President Joe Biden, who's not yet announced that he will run, Ms. Clinton could see an even greater challenge. With Biden as an option, only 42% of Democratic voters said they would choose Hillary Clinton. And Serbia's Novak Djokovic won the U.S. Open tennis tournament against Switzerland's Roger Federer. From the VOA News Center in Washington, this is Joe Palca reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.